السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. Does India have influence in Afghanistan? Translated. News. Pakistani military spokesman Ahmad Sharif Chaudhry criticized Afghanistan's rapprochement with India, saying that New Delhi is using Afghan territory as a quote-unquote base for terrorist operations against Pakistan. Furthermore, Khawaja Asif, Pakistan's Minister of Defense, claimed in February 2026 that Afghanistan has turned into an quote-unquote Indian colony and that the Taliban government acts as a quote-unquote Indian proxy. Comment. Following almost every security incident within their country, Pakistani authorities point fingers at Afghanistan. They claim that India is utilizing Afghanistan and Afghans against Pakistan. Pakistani media outlets intensely amplify this narrative of the regime, cultivating an impression among the Pakistani public that India and Afghanistan are allied in joint hostility toward Pakistan. This narrative persists despite the historical record of the Pakistani regime, which demonstrates a vastly different reality. By acting as an infantry force for U.S. regional policies, Pakistan itself has been the primary catalyst for strengthening India's position in South Asia. Pakistan's subservient colonies, pursued at U.S. behest, paved the way for Narendra Modi's government to expand its anti-Islamic policies, advance the quote-unquote Bharat project, and effectively annex Kashmir in broad daylight. At the demand of the U.S., the Pakistani military shifted its entire focus toward hostility against Afghanistan, abandoning its eastern front with India. Yet today, this very regime speaks of Indian influence on Afghan soil. Pakistan's role in executing extra-regional agendas is not confirmed to South Asia. In the Middle East as well, Islamabad has acted in alignment with the interests of the U.S. and the Jewish entity regarding positions on the Gaza conflict and tensions with Iran. Pakistan's conduct has served to guarantee Western interests, and today, throughout security agreements signed with Gulf states, it effectively seeks to safeguard U.S. military bases in the region. Nevertheless, Pakistan's hostile pressure and aggressive policies toward Afghanistan have driven Kabul to extend its relations with regional powers, including India and Russia. New Delhi views this dynamic as an opportunity to project its influence in South Asia. While there are no logical or credible evidence indicating Indian influence over groups such as the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, whose struggle remains rooted in domestic and Islamic motives, the possibility of links between India and certain secular factions such as Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, cannot be ruled out. It is worth noting that Pakistan's current rulers suffer from a short historical memory and fail to learn from the fate of their predecessors' rulers, who, despite complete subservience and devotion to the U.S., were ultimately sidelined and humiliated by Washington. On the other hand, based on Islamic principles, any rapprochement between the Afghan government and the Indian state, which maintains explicit policies aimed at suppressing Muslims and Islamic thought, contradicts authentic Islamic policy, relying on concepts such as quote-unquote national interests and quote-unquote political realism, will yield no better outcome than the current state of Pakistan's rulers, whose humiliation on the global stage is evident to all. The reality remains that the Muslim populations of Afghanistan and Pakistan demand an end to dependency on colonial powers and the treacherous maneuvering of ruling regimes. The fundamental solution to break free from this vicious cycle and to eliminate the need for subservience and flattery towards Eastern or Western powers is a return to the authentic model of the Islamic Ummah, establishing the rightly guided caliphate, Khilafah Rashida, upon the method of the prophethood to restore genuine security and dignity to the region. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Yusuf Arsalan, Director of the Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Afghanistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.